Hey AJ, it's Andrew in Australia. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on, man? You all right?
Not a lot for a Friday morning here.
Yeah, okay. I hear you.
Okay, so we're, what, like a week away from the album drop? How has the hype been so far?
Oh, man. Everything, the response has been incredible. Do you know what I mean? Like, we as a band, and we are humble in the sense that we just want to go out there and do the best we can. And if you like it, great. If you love it, even better. But and we're not looking for the immediate praise, but what has the response from American Sun has been incredible thus far. And all the journalists that got the files, that are listening to the record, you know, seem to have a very genuine love for what we've done and this second effort of Fire from the Gods. So we're buzzing, man. We're in good spirits, and we've got a great tour coming up here in the States with Five Finger Death Punch, 3 Days Grace, and Bad Wolves. So we're in the ascendancy right now. So we're all kind of like really looking forward to the next year and what American Sun is going to offer.
I got my files last night, so it's been a brief listen so far, but the thing that I take out of it is that you're not just painting by numbers, that these songs all have their own individual message. Is that how you set out to do it with it?
Very much so. We never sought go out to say we're going to write this sort of specific song, or we're going to write a metal record or something like of that nature. We really just give each song what it needs and what the emotion that it evokes in a better way of saying it. So we do try to give each song the attention and a different vibe and a different feeling. And we write by emotion and we write by feeling. We never just go in and say, well, we've got to write a record, so let's push something out. It's never like that with Fire from the Gods. Certain songs like Make You Feel It, that took about all of an hour to write. But other songs, you know, but again, that was because that's how we were feeling. We were feeling a certain vibe. We were in a certain mood. And we were able to create a really cool record.
And speaking of that particular song, I did want to ask about it, because was that done from an observation sort of standpoint, or was there something personal that happened to someone in the band there?
Make You Feel It, it was it's from a personal point of view, and most of what we write about, in fact, all of what we write about is very personal, and what I write about as a vocalist and writer, it all comes from the heart, and it all comes from some experience that I've been through. But, you know, so to speak, Make You Feel It is about going from darkness to light, and that's what the record's about, you know, why it's called American Sun, because it's about basking in a brighter future, and it's not so much, you know, a overtly patriotic statement, and it's not a nationalistic statement by any means, you know. Yes, we do love the United States and where we come from, but it's a new dawning for the whole world, and we want people to see that there is, out of the darkness can come light. So it's kind of a double entendre as an American son, because, yes, we are sons of America, but at the same time, we want to bask in the light of a new sun and a new day, and that's kind of what Make You Feel It comes from, because it's about feeling better vibes and, you know, moving from that dark day into that dark night into the light of a new day.
Perfect. And you've got like a band's motto almost, In Us We Trust. Can you expand on that for me?
Of course. Well, for our first record, Narrative, the theme was Unite or Die, that we either have to come together or we will suffer destruction. And it seems so, I know it seems like a very strong, stern statement. So because it was a rough, gritty, hard record, but with American Son and Us We Trust is now from that theme of Unite or Die, from that theme of, again, the darkness into light. We have to trust each other in this world, and all of us have to go from this divisive, this tribalism that we live in nowadays, which seems to be the theme and the motto of the world. It's like, you know, it's us versus them. So in us we trust is, in order for us to see that bright new day, we're going to have to trust in each other. We're going to have to respect each other. So instead of saying, you know, in God we trust or something of that nature, we have to believe in the human experience and in human unity. So in us, we do trust, because that's what's going to take us from that darkness to light.
Right. And do you think, like, with that people are too concerned with instant gratification from the likes of social media rather than believing in themselves, and that's why there's that struggle?
Very much so. And that's what that song Trust is about.
Perfect.
The song Trust is about that very statement, because people seem to have a very individualist mentality these days, and everything is about me, 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 and that it turns, you know, people start to turn into their own self-serving agenda, and it's like, look at me, and I know the right thing to do, and listen to what I have to say. My philosophy is greater than yours, and this is the way you're supposed to look, and that translates into being overindulgent in beauty standards and overindulgent in trying to satisfy this beast that's inside of you that says, look at me, look at me. And then people that don't have that sort of drive, they tend to use these people as figureheads and all these talking heads on TV with these massive egos. And in social media, there's always someone that's got a video that goes, you know, this is how you do this, and here's my philosophy on this. And especially here in America, because we're at such a tense political time, everyone seems to have their own little soapbox, so to speak. So trust, you know, and trust in yourself, and trust in the fact that you can overcome, and trust in the fact that you are beautiful, and you can find the positive side of loving yourself instead of the overindulgent negative side, which just makes you look like a narcissist. And I think social media really fuels that, and it fuels that negativity. So it trust is, you know, don't trust these talking heads. They're not going to save you. They're not going to save the world. You trust in yourself and find the light in yourself, and then by creating a better you, you then create a better us, and a better us is a better world.
What a good way to say it. All songs are personal to artists, but is there one that really just lives with you from this record?
Another Level, because and Fight the World on this record. I'll say Fight the World, really, because when writing that song, I was at a very, very tense. The last 2 years of our existence as a band has been very tough, because we were coming off of a record cycle and a touring cycle with Narrative, and we really felt like the world hadn't got the full grasp of what we were trying to do as a band. And so we were at this very delicate time in our existence as a band, because we, you know, are we going to stay with our current label? Are we going to move to a new label? Who's going to do our record? Where's the money going to come from to do our record? So we had this whirlwind of issues happening at the time, and then a lot of personal things started to arise, and a lot of personal troubles. You know, I had just become a new dad, so I was under a lot of stress, and I was going through these small, petty, personal battles with people in my life, and people, I thought that people were kind of talking about me a lot, and there was a misconception of what I was trying to do publicly as an artist, and all I could say at the time was that, you know, I'm going to use all this pain and all this stress to fight the world. I'm going to fight back, and the only way I know to fight back is through my music, and through, you know, because I don't want to use violence You know what I'm saying? I have a proclivity to violence, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to use violence to fight back. But instead of saying, you know, fuck the world, I said, you know, I'm going to fight the world. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to fight this whole world of negativity that's trying to tear me down. And fight the world, you know, it really exemplifies that. And it has a theme of saying, no matter what, even when I've got nothing left in the tank, or even when my spirit is broken, because at times I felt like a broken man. So if my spirit was broken, no matter what, I'm still going to fight back, and I'm going to fight the world. So that song has a very, very deep personal meaning to me.
Thank you for letting me know that. That's great. You've also got Sonny from POD on the track. How did that collaboration come about?
Well, Sonny has a very extensive reggae background and a very deep reggae background. And me having being a Jamaican, you know, my folks are Jamaican. So I grew up with reggae music, and I grew up in Jamaican culture. And we really clicked when we went on the road with them. They took us out on tour about a year or so ago. And the my respect for Sonny as an artist just grew even more, because I love POD. And I looked at him and was like, man, I had no idea that he loved reggae so much, man. But I knew that there was a connection between he and I as far as the reggae thing went. And so our manager had worked with POD, and she brings up in the studio, she rocks up to the studio, and she's like, POD, you know, she's like, Sonny would love to do a track with you guys. And immediately we were like, yes, we'll do it. And we wrote the song, They Don't Like It. And then about 3 days after we left the studio, Sonny went to the studio in L.A. because he lives in San Diego, so he's very close to L.A. He goes to L.A. and he did his verse. And it was like magic, man. I mean, he just really blessed the track. And so, you know, we're stoked to have him on the record. And the song, I think, was perfect.
Excellent. So I'm going to take it away from music for a little bit. You're born in Jamaica, or your Jamaican heritage, and you've lived in London. Have you tried to teach your band members about cricket?
Nah, man, because I'm not very good at cricket, mate. and you lot, you know, I mean, you lot are better than us, so.
Well, we're not cheating.
No, exactly. But, you know, we watch a ton of football. You know, Richie was born in Germany, and so we watch a ton of footy, and we play FIFA and stuff like that. And I just actually, when I grabbed the phone, was the last minute of an Arsenal match. So I'm actually just watching football just now. So we do a lot of that, man. But if we get out to Australia, man, I'll definitely take them out to a test match or something.
I'll probably fall asleep.
I was about to say that. They'd love it. You know, we'd be there for a week.
Great. Okay, so you are heading out with Death Punch, Bad Wolves, 3 Days Grace. Death Punch have a really big thing about nurturing young bands. What are you hoping to take away from that tour besides, of course, a great new fan base when people are exposed to it?
Right. The most important thing is to grow and mature as an artist and to mature as a band. And this, for us, this is definitely the biggest tour we've ever done. You know, this is it. You know, this is the pinnacle of, I would say, of, you know, what we have done thus far. And we want to, of course, like you said, reach new fans, but we want to just mature as a band and really show the world that we do belong here. That we do belong in this, no pun intended, arena, because they're arena tours, you know. So we are a contender, but we can also be a heavyweight contender in this thing. And you know, we want to win, and we want people to take away from our shows that this band is no fucking joke. You know, we're the real deal.
Wonderful. And last question for the day is: any final words for fans in Australia and just readers in Australia?
You know, wait, we're coming, man. You know, we love it. We love bands. Right now, I think there's such a cool thing happening in Australia. You know, it's like you guys haven't reinvented the wheel as far as have your music is concerned, but you've made it your own, and I really love the vibe coming out of Oz right now. It's a lot of those bands, like, I mean, Parkway, of course, but some of, like, the smaller guys, like heavier bands like Dealer and Heart's Wake, you know, like, there's such a great vibe, so we want to just come down there and show that, you know, the state is still kicking, you know, and there are new bands that can bring some fire and some new blood to this business. So, man, we love the feedback that's coming out of Australia. I mean, I've kind of made some friends with some of the people that have just, from listening to the music via social media and all that. So we're stoked, man, to at some point, I think at some point in 2020, we might be getting down there. So we want to come see you guys, man, and big up and keep your head up, you know, keep fighting that good fight.
Wonderful, man. I'll let you get on with the rest of your interviews and enjoy your Thursday.
Thank you, bro. Take care. Thanks. Enjoy your Friday.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Peace.